1400 KSPT.
Hey everybody, as always, we welcome you into the Speak Up table, where we are bringing to you the key candidates who are seeking your vote this primary election on May 17th. My name is Barbara, and today we're talking with candidates for Bonner County Commissioner District 3. You met two of the candidates yesterday, Ron Korn and David Bowman, and today you get to talk and get to know the remaining three candidates for this same district seat, Rich Harder, Luke Ahmet, and Brian Riley, all five competing for the District 3 commissioner seat. So keep it right here, because this is the best venue to hear and to really get to know the candidates, to know their values, to know their issues, and to know their priorities for you. So having said all that, we'll be right back after this.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
April rain's not a bad thing, especially if it's raining cash. The Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry is making it rain cash every day this month with our big super progressive jackpot, midweek hot spins, and weekend daily double hot spins. That's more chances to win and win big. Midweek room rates are just $79 for a Kootenai Lodge room and $99 for a Riverview room. And we'll throw in breakfast for two. And April is pasta month in the Springs Restaurant, where we're offering four delicious pasta dishes for just $12 each. Choose from lobster ravioli, penne primavera, steak bistecca, or chicken angelina. Hey, it rains a lot in April, so come to the Kootenai Casino, where it's raining money all month long. More games, more specials, and more chances to win big. To book your April money shower getaway, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Well, as we do our best to shut the door on another winter, our thoughts turn to spring and all that comes with it. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One. And as more sun streams through our windows, you might discover that you've fallen out of love with some of your furniture. So now would be a perfect time to pay a visit to Sandpoint Furniture and see for yourself all the new spring fashions that are arriving daily for your living room, bedroom, dining room, even that home office. Or maybe just a new area rug or wall accessory that all a room might need for a refreshing new look. Also, we all know how important it is for a good night's sleep for a healthier life. We offer over 30 comfort levels to choose from, and most of them are in stock now, along with a very experienced staff who can help you choose just the right one. And to make it even easier, if needed, Sandpoint Furniture has a full-service delivery available. At Sandpoint Furniture and Carpet One, after all these years, we still make your house a home.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We've already got it going on here in the studio for you. Come on in and say hello and welcome to County Commissioner District 3 candidates, Rich Harder, Luke Ahmet, and Brian Riley. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to begin with you introducing yourself to our audience, to tell the audience a little bit about you. And Rich, we're going to start with you.
Well, hi, Barbara. Thanks for having me on today. My name is Rich Harder. I currently live in Clark Fork, Idaho. My family moved here about 10 years ago from Las Vegas, Nevada, where I've started two businesses from the ground up. They're still running today, and they support over about 10 families. I moved up here after a family tragedy because I wanted a small community with good values to move to raise my daughter. And I found Bonner County to be that place. Everywhere I look up here, people are polite and courteous to each other. Whenever you have a problem, the neighbors will jump in together and help you out. And that's the kind of place that I wanted to raise my daughter. As soon as I moved here, I immediately joined Calvary Church and found a loving home there. Became very active in my church, volunteering wherever I could. I also immediately joined the fire department. I've been on the department for 10 years. I was the fire chief for almost 5 years. I was also a 4-H rifle and pistol leader. I've trained in martial arts and self-defense and have taught kids for free for the entire time here. My whole thing about being in Bonner County was dedicating my time and service to the community as a volunteer. And I would hope that you'd vote for me on May 17th. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for that. All right, Luke, you're up.
Good afternoon, Bonner County. What an amazing April 5th we are having today. I'm Luke Ahmet, candidate for District 3 Bonner County Commissioner. I grew up in the Sally Valley, rode my bike to Northside School, graduated from Sandpoint High School in 1995, and I married a girl that I went to school with after I matured into an investment worth her time. I'm running for Bonner County Commissioner because of what is right and what I have experienced here in Bonner County as a lifelong resident. Bonner County has provided my family incredible opportunities, and I want to continue that way of life for my children, and I want to protect that way of life for my parents, my in-laws, and everybody else, new or old, who has come to appreciate this North Idaho paradise that we call home. It takes work, and Bonner County did not get to be this way or this quality by people fighting on the edges. It came to be this way through cooperation, collaboration, and personal accountability. When I talk about government, I don't talk about what's wrong with it because it's a reflection of the people. And the people of Bonner County are special. And that's why I chose to raise my children here the same as my parents did. And I'm really focused on our youth. As a high school teacher, I know that if we don't maintain that quality of life, we are going to take away that opportunity. I'm Luke Ahmet. I'm running for the past, present, and future, and I'm asking for your vote on May 17th in the Republican primary. Thank you.
Luke Ahmet, thank you so very much. All right, Brian Riley, tell us about yourself, please.
Hello, everyone. This is Brian Riley, and I am also another candidate for the District 3 Commissioner in Bonner County. I have lived here since 1985, so 37 continuous years. I was a 1992 graduate from Sandpoint High School and went to college at North Idaho College. I met my wife as I was going to school, and I was working locally at a little restaurant out in Sagal, Tanya Davis. We've been married for 25 years this coming summer. So we have two boys, and they are now fifth-generation Bonner County residents. So we've been here a long time. I spent 25 years working for Riley Creek Lumber Company and Idaho Forest Group. During that time, I worked my way up from an entry-level position into the plant superintendent at Laclede position. During those 25 years, I was able to get to know a lot of people in our communities. I've seen us grow and become what we are known today in Bonner County as a bit of a destination spot because we are in such a beautiful spot in the world, not just the Northwest, but the world. And we've been found. So moving forward, I feel I bring integrity and experience to help deal with some of the challenges we're going to see as we move into the next 1, 2, 5 years. And I feel we need a plan. We need a plan to address the changes, the growth, and a way to maintain the rural feel that I've grown up with and I hope my children can grow up with and grandchildren someday. I've been here a long time, and I want to be able to continue being here for many, many more years and still have the neighborhood feel that I grew up with.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brian Riley. I'm going to keep it with you. We know that the Idaho legislature legislates the duties, essentially, and the boundaries that are around county commissioners. You do not legislate law. You execute it. You are the executors for us here in Bonner County. If you could change something or tell the legislature to do something or take away something that would benefit, you think, the way you could do a job as county commissioners, what might that be?
That's a very interesting question. That's one that has not come up in any of the other forums, and I appreciate that because not very many people understand that the commissioners are not lawmaking. There's also a board. District 3 is one of three positions. So in that regard, you have to be able to get along with everyone. So when it comes to laws being handed down, they're all looked at differently from our legislature. And oftentimes our legislature doesn't look at what's best for our county. So as they start looking at the funding and the practices, we get a very limited voice here for what we truly need in Bonner County, especially when it comes to highway and transportation and our infrastructure. And I really wish they would take a look at giving more of the highway department and services control of the funds to our local governments. Boise is a long ways away, and they don't often understand what we need up here.
All right, so more authority, therefore more control over the money is what I'm thinking for roads or highways or bridges, things like
correct,
that.
Correct, infrastructure, everything we deal with every day, especially as we're traveling throughout the county.
All right, thank you for that. Same question, Luke, to you. What would you ask the legislature to change?
2 years ago, the legislature capped the ability of counties and local jurisdictions, of which Bonner County has nine, to be able to account and pay for growth. We are struggling in northern Idaho with the amount of growth we have. And we might have 10% growth, but our budgets are only allowed to grow 3%, and then we are capped at 8% to include new construction. So as a county, one of the biggest challenges that we have is how do we pay to maintain services for those of us that were here long-term, and how to account for the infrastructure demands that have been placed upon our roads, our fire, our police, and et cetera. And right now, the legislature has created this reverse situation that has handicapped local officials in order to maintain the quality of life with responsible fiscal responsibility. And so now as a county, we need to be taking a hard look at an impact fee study. How do we maintain those services for those of us who are here? And how do we pay for growth? And the legislature has severely handcuffed our ability to maintain local control over local budgets responsibly, especially when we start to look at our shrinking labor pool.
All right. Thank you for that. Rich Harder, same question to you.
Thanks, Barbara. I want to start out saying that I think one of the biggest problems that we have in Bonner County is taxes. I'm glad Luke brought up that 3% cap. I think that 3% cap is excellent. I don't see that we need to raise our taxes 6, 9, 10%, which is why the foregone tax is a big problem here. We need to make sure that we protect our middle-income people and our fixed-income people, make sure that they will not lose their homes to rising taxes as they come on, which is why I'm a big proponent of eliminating the property tax and increasing the sales tax. I'm glad that the bill that was going through the legislature this year recently was killed. It was about properties that were less than 5 acres, which would have eliminated excluded a lot of people with larger acreages. If you had more than 5 acres, you were still going to end up paying property tax. So I think that needs to be rewritten. And as a county commissioner, I would never take a foregone tax. I would never bring foregone tax back into it. I would never raise my constituents' taxes more than 3% per year. And on top of that, I don't see why we need more money. Right now, Bonner County pays about $450 per resident in taxes. This is half of what Ada County pays. This is half of what three other counties that are about our same population size pays. Why are we spending or being taxed twice as much as other people and getting, from what I'm hearing from my other people, less services? It doesn't make sense to me, and we need to dig into that and find out what's going on.
We're not paying half the tax that they pay. We're paying double.
I thank you for correcting that. Yeah. That's what I meant. They're paying, Ada's paying about $250. We're paying about $450. I apologize. Thank you for correcting that.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you,
Barbara,
for that.
I would love to respond to that.
Sure.
Because I'm not talking about raising taxes. That's a miscommunication. if we experience growth and we have 10% more people come into our community, that means we have a higher demand upon our services. So if we keep our budget flat and we expect to provide more services across more people, we have reduced the services for those of us who are here. And in addition, the idea that the sales tax would be able to replace the very funding three-legged stool of Idaho's taxing has been tried before, and it failed dismally. Idaho has a long history of fiscal responsibility, and we must maintain it.
Am I allowed to respond to that?
Sure.
So he started off by saying that he felt handicapped by the cap of 3%, which indicates that he doesn't think that the cap of 3% should be there, which indicates that he wants to raise your taxes more than that.
Is that, okay, stop right there. Is that correct?
Well, I'd appreciate it if I speak for myself. That is absolutely incorrect. If a county grows by a certain amount of people, there are additional expenditures. And I have noticed on
let
the
me,
trail.
Let me ask, are you forgetting the higher expenses with the higher population? We have a bigger tax base, so you're depending on this bigger tax base to support what we need. So that's why you're not saying higher taxes.
When we're talking, I'm talking about raising, changing budgets. I'm not talking about raising taxes.
Okay. So quickly, how would you change the budget, some of the areas?
Well, I'm not. For example, road and bridge. Road and bridge has remained flat approximately for the last 10 years. The price of culverts is up 60% this year. The cost of road fabric is up 50% this year. The cost of asphalt is up 30% this year. So we can maintain our current budgets and have a reduction in our infrastructure maintenance.
Okay.
Or we can actually be fiscally responsible and recognize costs have gone up. And if we want to maintain our road and bridges, we'd better be able to pay for it.
To be clear, Barbara, the assessments have also gone up. And as the assessments have gone up, the county has brought in more money. So the budget does go up automatically. And as the population of the county grows, then the budget is then going to grow because there's going to be more people getting assessments put on their
property.
But
it may not be going up for road and bridge. If road and bridge remain that. So I'm hearing, and I want to get Brian in on this. I know you have thoughts. So you're saying, Luke is saying, I think, that we need to move, not raise taxes, but move that increased revenue to the areas where we need, where we have those needs, and that could be road and bridge. It could be something else. Is that correct?
Somewhat, but
kind of like
Brian should have the opportunity.
Thank you for that, Brian. What do you think?
This is interesting listening to this discussion, thinking of how I want to approach it. Come back to it. I have dealt with budgets in the millions of dollars per month budgets for many, many years. I've ran large facilities, and the way to approach a budget necessarily isn't to just look at here's what our costs are today and here's how much money we're getting in today. Because even in business, they don't go up at an equal amount. So if you want to stay in business for a long time and have long-term success, you have to be creative with your budgeting skills. You have to be very fiscally conservative and work with different suppliers. You start to get better bids. You start to understand purchasing power. Private businesses, that is how oftentimes they stay within business. And our county has grown to the point where there's a lot of purchasing power out there. Listening last week with some of the asphalting projects that are coming up for our roads and the increases in asphalt. Of course, it's a byproduct of oil and gas production, but there are ways that you can look at those costs and come down. And if we can work together and get smart with our budgeting and manage the funds that we have, I don't see where we need a great property tax increase for the current population of Bonner County. And as our population grows, at the current levels of our assessed values and our taxation, we'll see more funds coming in to adjust with the growth that we are seeing. And as we get a little more growth that is consistent and needs to not be this massive growth all at once, but be looking forward because our businesses in the area also are going to need employees.
Luke mentioned impact fees. This is for all of you. There is something about impact fees, like maybe for developers or user fees. It doesn't to shift some of the financial burden, maybe in the recreation department or on boat landing, boat launch areas, or the airport more. where the people who use those services pay a higher amount for those services with maybe some base coming from the overall tax. Do you agree or disagree with that concept? Who wants to take that first?
I can take it first. Okay. Yeah, I completely agree with impact fees, and I think that they should be mainly aimed at towards developers. Boat impact fees or boat launch stuff, I can see where you would go with that. One thing I think
that would be a user fee.
User fees would be acceptable. We could throw that onto the parks and recreation, onto the state parks, boat ramps. I think what we also need to do, though, is protect people that are currently living in homes or they want to divide their property up and give it to their son and their son builds a home there. Those types of people should be exempt from those user fees. But developers themselves, they're making a lot of money doing what they're doing, and they are causing a lot of stress on the infrastructure throughout Bonner County, and I think that needs to be paid for up front instead of having the existing PAC taxpayers pay for it.
Luke, what do you think?
There's a legal process to adjudicate impact fees, and I think we should follow that process. The beginning of that is to engage in an impact fee study. Yeah. There are only four areas that we can utilize impact fees, and Idaho's system doesn't allow us to willy-nilly choose who receives an impact fee or not. Idaho has this crazy idea that we're all in this together, and that what is good for the goose is good for the gander. And I think we should commission the study, but we also need to be very aware that when we start talking about an impact fee, it doesn't only affect the large developer, it also affects the person like my brother who has 10 acres that he's paying for and he wants to build a home on. It affects everybody because Idaho believes in fairness.
That could be something that our legislature could consider and change some of the rules. But what do you think, Brian?
I agree with impact fees. Again, it does have to be fair across the board. You can't segregate out a certain type of business that's going to get assessed these fees. So it is going to have to go across anyone. And I understand that as a resident. If I want to build a mother-in-law quarters on my property or build a house on another piece of property, I understand I would have to pay those as well, because then there is a shift. There is an added burden regardless of why you're putting it on there. It's an additional burden to everyone. And either you pay an impact fee at some point, or we do start to see taxes change because those services will have to be paid for in one way or another.
All right. We're up against a break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take that right now. I hope you're enjoying this conversation and this discussion. Don't go away. We have a lot more coming your way after this.
The Selkirk Crest Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is holding their annual Big Game Banquet Saturday, May 7th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. Join the social evening of fun, great food, and it's all for the benefit of elk country. You could win top-notch firearms, premium hunts, and more. Go to rmef.org for details. Buy tickets now and save big bucks. Don't miss the annual Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet Saturday, May 7th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. Go to rmef.org now.
This Thursday, Super One Foods in Sandpoint is having a 12-hour produce sale and a Ninkasi Brewing Company event. The produce sale is from 8 until 8, and the Ninkasi folks will be on hand from 4 until 6 with samples of their new canned cocktails to customers 21 and older. Jeff McLean here. I'll be broadcasting live 4 until 6 with special giveaways, and Super One will be serving up barbecued hot dogs and a pop for just a buck. Hope to see you at Super One Foods in Sandpoint this Thursday.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Well, as we do our best to shut the door on another winter, our thoughts turn to spring and all that comes with it. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One. And as more sun streams through our windows, you might discover that you've fallen out of love with some of your furniture. So now would be a perfect time to pay a visit to Sandpoint Furniture and see for yourself all the new spring fashions that are arriving daily for your living room, bedroom, dining room, even that home office. Or maybe just a new area rug or wall accessory that all a room might need for a refreshing new look. Also, we all know how important it is for a good night's sleep for a healthier life. We offer over 30 comfort levels to choose from.
All good?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were going to talk to me.
No, I'm just waiting to hear the music.
Available. At Sandpoint Furniture and Carpet One, after all these years, we still make your house a home.
It's time to get out and play with a Kawasaki KLX motorcycle. Whether you go off-road, dual sport, or supermoto, every bike in the KLX lineup delivers thrills to new and experienced riders alike. For a wide range of terrain, trail, or street, there's a perfect bike. The world's a playground on a KLX motorcycle. Kawasaki KLX. Get out and play. Come see Sandpoint Marine and Motorsports, North Idaho's full-line Kawasaki dealer, or visit sandpointmarineandmotorsports.com.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
Everybody, welcome in. We are talking to three candidates who are vying for the District 3 County Commissioner seat here in Bonner County. We're talking with Brian Riley, Luke Ahmet, and Rich Harder. And you met two other people that are running for the same seat yesterday, David Bowman and Ron Korn. So you have a choice. Only one is going to get to move forward. So you folks are in the driver's seat. You're in the voter's seat, so to speak. Gentlemen, I would like to ask you about, these are agree or disagree. Do you agree or disagree with the statement that I'm going to make? Do you agree or disagree, Brian, that planning and zoning needed to be separated into two commissions with all these new people appointed?
I agree change was needed. This is given a path to see, to get more opinions. There's now 12 people involved with this. I wish there would have been more participation and more applicants for the position. I understand there were 18 applicants total for 12 positions, and that is not a very good representation for the community and the county at whole that's had so many discussions about planning and zoning when only 18 people come forward and try to make things better in a way that they've spoken about.
Or only 18 people knew.
That could be.
What's going on?
But I remember reading several articles in the newspaper, and there was plenty of discussion on Facebook and online and social media and a lot of other places. So I feel there was a lot more than 18 people that knew.
Agree or disagree? Was it a good split?
I absolutely agree that the county commissioners have the authority to split the commission. I think as a Bonner County resident, we need to think long and hard about the way we work together. And if you've watched any of the public hearings, whether it's from the commissioner side at times or whether it's from the people who show up, I can certainly understand why only 18 people applied. We're supposed to sit down and work together, live together, and play together. Dialogue, collaboration, and cooperation are what is necessary, and our comprehensive plan is what we should be following, and I can understand why the tensions are high on all sides.
Yeah. All right, Rich, same question.
I disagree. I think that we're going to end up with a right-hand, left-hand situation here in which they're not communicating, or it will make the process take longer because you've involved more people. We have five subgroups that have already put together plans, that have already put together a bunch of information telling the county commissioners and telling planning and zoning how they want to see the county grow. And I don't know why, but those subgroups have had all of their documents and all of their information just basically shelved and put to the side. And I think that what we need to do is talk to these subgroups, put planning and zoning back together again, and actually get some things done here. I really like the comp plan that we have right now. So many people have been talking about it needs to be updated. If you read it, it has the proper type of growth for keeping Bonner County as rural as it is now and keeping the types of communities that we have now. We just have to follow it and stop making amendments to it, stop making changes to zoning, and just follow the plan.
Keeping it with you, Rich Harder, do you agree or disagree that in planning and certainly in, and also in zoning, that they need to be looking at groundwater issues. We've been in drought for a lot of years, not every year, but it seems like more drought than normal. Is groundwater an issue, and are they looking at it adequately?
Groundwater is definitely an issue. We have some areas in Bonner County that wells are starting, I don't want to use the term dry up, but they're not producing like they used to. Their production has gone down.
So planning and zoning needs to include,
yes, it needs to be taken into account.
Or they do already include it?
It should be taken into account, yes.
What do you think, Luke?
We'd better be looking at water and sewer. And when people are out looking for properties in Bonner County, caveat emptor. Just because you think that there might be opportunities in the Selly Valley to hook up for Odin water, there is no more capacity. We have opportunities, but it is going to take cooperation and collaboration to get through this. There are 9 areas that are urban in Bonner County, and that's where the growth should be happening if we want to retain our rural character. We've got to have clean water and sewer systems.
Yes. What do you think, Brian?
Absolutely. We need to be mindful of water now and for the future. Anytime we do anything today, it's going to impact us in the future. And the water supply is not increasing. As you mentioned, with drought and all the usage that we have up here, and I believe there's been studies going on now for several years. I recently just received a letter in the mail actually regarding water and water rights, and it's a topic that we should all be looking at and discussing where our water that we're used to having is coming from.
So I'm hearing you say that the county is not taking an adequate look at this from a planning and zoning point of view.
I think that they need to become roll up their sleeves a little bit more and get more involved with it. Water rights and usage rights. My understanding is if you have water rights currently, you need to be using your water. If your rights include using 5 million gallons in a 3-month period, if you're not using your 5 million gallons in a 3-month period, you start to lose your water rights that you've become accustomed to. So at times that can lead to waste of water. And I believe that's one of the concerns.
Okay, so that goes on the list when county commissioners, if they look at this. Luke, I'm going to ask you the next degree or disagree, and this may get back to impact fees or user fees. I apologize for that, but I'm interested. Do you agree or disagree that the airport should be self-sustaining?
Which airport are we talking about? We have 2. We talking Priest River? Or are we talking Sandpoint?
Well, let's talk both, but I think Sandpoint has got much more activity, but yeah, we could talk both because it should apply to both.
Airports are a public good. And when we start talking about Sandpoint's airport, what an incredible business incubator. It's the second highest grossing airport for revenue in the state of Idaho. And the airport provides an awful lot of good paying jobs. I think that the airport is an important component of Bonner County, and we should continue to support it because it provides important jobs. So I'm comfortable with that.
You believe that the airport brings in more money than it costs the county to?
Oh, I know so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, same question, but let me change it to fairgrounds, though you can comment on the airport if you want to. Rich Harder, should the fairgrounds and the fair process be self-sustaining?
Absolutely, it should be self-sustaining. I think anything within the county should be self-sustaining. This includes the airport. If the people that are using it, is a great benefit to the county, absolutely, and it can sustain itself. If it's bringing in more money than we're giving it, then maybe that money should just stay inside of the airport. Transitioned over. The fairgrounds, most of their money comes from their RV sites, and it's barely enough for them to make it as it is. However, if you're having an event there, then they need to be able to charge to use those events and to charge to use the property in order to be able to sustain its own budget instead of using county funds.
All right, Brian Riley, this one is a little bit different, but do you agree or disagree that the recreation department needs to be more self-sustaining rather than so supported by county money? That would be user fees, I'm thinking.
I agree that it needs to be more self-sustaining. Past experience with me, I have hunted and fished in Washington State and bought non-resident tags over that direction before. And when you buy your hunting license, your fishing license in Washington State, you automatically pay for a fee to help their recreation departments with their facility maintenance, their road maintenance. And it's just an understood cost if you're going to go over to that state and recreate that you're going to pay for it. I believe that in Idaho and Bonner County, we need to implement a fee that is a recreation impact fee, for lack of a better term currently, where if you're going to come over here and you're going to use our boat ramps, our roads, and add that wear and tear, there needs to be a way to get those funds back from the people that are using those. I know the vacation levels here in the summer and the lake use has gone up probably quadruple over the last 10 years. And in the last 2 years, it has just grown unbelievably. So if we could get that money back and get people to pay for what they're using, we need to look at how to do that.
All right. I have another agree or disagree for these guys, but we're going to do that when we come back after this.
And keeping up with the ever-changing tax laws can be a chore. Rhodes Tax Service in Bonner's Ferry has provided professional tax service for 35 years. Rhodes Tax Service gives you one-on-one service for individual and business tax preparation and will help you understand what's going on with your taxes and what changes must be made this year. If you need the help of an experienced tax professional, Rhodes Tax Service is here to help. They provide electronic filing with direct deposit. Call Rhodes Tax Service today at 208-267-1040 or 888-788-1040. You can also stop by their office on Highway 95, one block from Super One Foods in Bonner's Ferry. Rhodes Tax Service also offers a website for payroll at w4payroll.com. Have a great year and hope to see you soon. Rhodes Tax Service.
They were our brothers, our sisters, sons and daughters. They were our parents, family, our neighbors, and our friends. How can we express the gratitude that we all owe the thousands and thousands of American veterans who have sacrificed so much for our country's freedom? It was they who stepped forward from the time this country was created to fight for everything we know about liberty and freedom. And although we celebrate their victories and console them for their losses by creating monuments and honoring them in parades, the truth is we can never do enough for the freedom they've given us. Perhaps the most important thing we can do is reach out to those veterans closest to us and simply tell them, thank you. Thank you for all you've done for freedom. All of us at Shiloh Inns would like to take this opportunity to recognize the many men and women who have served and continue to serve our country so that we will always be free. Thank you, veterans, from everybody at Shiloh Inns.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
I try not to complicate it, simple.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We are talking with three candidates here for Bonner County Commissioner District 3. Sometimes I wish we did have the microphones on during the commercial break because we get it going on here. But it's all good, and we share it with you on the air when we come back. I want to take Brian Riley and Luke Ahmet and Rich Harder are our guests for today. They're running for District 3. You, Bonner, they have to live in District 3 in order to run. But all God's children all over Bonner County get to vote. You get to vote for District 3. One candidate will get that spot. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to have the District 2 candidates. And you get to vote for one of those also. So we're in the driver's seat. We love it that way. And so I have a question for you, gentlemen. Do you believe that Bonner County needs to find the financing map and the architectural map to build a justice center out where the sheriff's department and jail, where that ice rink was going to go, but to actually over time construct and have a justice center located there? Who wants to start with that one?
I'll start with that one.
Luke.
Luke Ahmet. I actually served at the National Guard Armory there. I've shown pigs at the fairgrounds. And there are some things, such as having kids show a 4-H project at our fairgrounds, that has value because it builds culture. When we're talking about a justice facility, we do not have the need for it at this time. Approximately 15 years ago, we went through an exhausting rebuild that ran way over budget to fix up our courthouse. When we look at the amount of our population at our jail, there is not that need. We have things that need to be done first to meet the existing needs of the county. And in addition, that will be decided by the voters along with this election.
All right, good. Brian Riley, what's your thought on that?
I have a lot of concerns with putting in a justice center at this time in Bonner County out at that location. We have so many other areas of concern right now within the county. If we start to grow a justice center, where do we get the employees? Right now, there are probably 24 openings in Bonner County itself for the county where they're looking for employees to fill staffing that we already have in areas that we've all decided on that we need people in those positions, ranging from our public defender's office, where we're having to contract out to other attorneys, all the way up through road and bridge. As we're talking about infrastructure, if we could get the staffing levels to where they should be for the county, that is step one. So if we start to add more county businesses underneath the umbrella that we're currently operating under, where we need more employees into those areas, then that in itself is going to lead to the need for additional housing, additional growth. And myself, I just don't feel that that is a responsible way to go with our funds that we currently are dealing with in the county.
Okay, thank you for that. Same question, Rich Harder.
I don't think we need to have a justice system put in there at this point in time. One of my main concerns is budget. I think there's a lot better places that money can be spent throughout our county and throughout our budget system instead of putting it into a justice. I don't want to see another bond or another levy go on and have the voters vote for it. I think that we're already taxing our people enough, and we don't want to tax them more. I think that the facility they have now is sufficient. And if it needs a new roof, let's just put a new roof on it and be done with it.
All right, this is a question that we could have spent the whole hour on. I'm going to ask it kind of a fast round, kind of your top thought. All of you have talked about maintaining our quality of life, maintaining the rural nature of Idaho, maintaining what you grew up with and what you want your children and your grandchildren to experience. What is the one thing that you would do or that you would protect to accomplish that? Rich Harder.
Growth. Growth needs to be controlled. It needs to be managed. It needs to be put into smaller areas. We can't have spot zoning all over the place. I had to drive down to Post Falls this morning, and I saw massive subdivisions going in everywhere, and I do not want to see that happen in Bonner County. So that growth needs to be controlled, and it needs to be managed in such a way that we can maintain the rural character of the county that we love.
Luke Ahmet, same question to you. How do we do that?
We need more people that are willing to sit down at a table and dialogue, whether it's on the issue of the comp plan, whether it's on the issue of road and bridge, whether it is on the issue of our forests. We need adults in the room who know how to lead, and we need a citizenry that is willing to work together to benefit all of the citizens of Bonner County.
All right. Thank you, Luke Ahmet. Brian Riley, same question. How do we maintain our rural nature that we love so much?
The biggest frustration I have, and where I start to feel we're losing our rural feel, is as you drive around on our roadways and you start to get impacted by the traffic that we have. When you drive up into our national forest location or our state lands in the county and you can't find a place to park up there, there's a lot of issues and a lot of different ways that you can consider rural. We really need to look mainly, in my opinion, and what affects me the most is our infrastructure. I'm back to that. That is one of my big issues with the growth that we've had, because our roads won't maintain it. Our stoplights stop traffic. It takes 10 minutes to get through Sandpoint now, where it used to take 5 because of traffic.
All right. Thank you. We're going to say goodbye now. Rich Harder, first to you. Say goodbye.
Thank you, Barbara, for having me on today. I'd like to say that what I would like to do for this county is help maintain the rural nature that we have. I believe in limited government, as limited as possible. I have no intentions of raising your taxes. I will never take a foregone tax. I will never vote to put foregone tax into the bank, and I will never vote to take foregone tax out of the bank. 3% per year is enough, and we need to find a way to make that happen. I hope that I can get your... my website is harderforbonnercounty.org. So go ahead and please take a look at that website, and I hope to get your vote on May 17th. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Luke Ahmet.
Elections are about choices. My family has chosen to grow here as children, to be here as adults, and to grow wise and maybe a little slower in our path. When we think about the future of Bonner County, we need to understand that it has taken hard work to get here. It is going to take hard work for all of us to be prosperous, and it's going to take planning, thought, and investment in our future. We need to be clear-eyed with leadership, adults in the room, and commitment. 25 years of public service, just retired last Friday from the Idaho Army National Guard. I'm teaching kids and I'm watching them leave. I'm running so that we can figure out what we can do to work together to maintain the quality of life. I'm asking for your vote. Check me out at LukeAhmet.com. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you, Luke Ahmet. Brian Riley, say goodbye to us, please.
What's kept this county an important part of my life has been the people. I remember a time where it didn't matter which political party side you were on, you worked together. You worked together for the county. You wanted to see everyone in the county be able to go down and have nursing, be able to find a mechanic to have the services they need. And as we've grown to the point where we are now, we're pricing a lot of people out because we are a destination area. And I want to get back to where we're all working together and have leadership to bring everyone together to make sure that this county is very, very sustainable and rural from one corner to the other so everyone can enjoy it, no matter how much money you make and what your income class is. So please vote Brian Riley on May 17th.
All right. Thank you so much to all of you. That's it for the program today. Thank you to Rich Harder, Luke Ahmet, and Brian Riley, along with David Bowman and Ron Korn from yesterday. These are your 5 candidates for District 3, and only one will move forward to November. Next week, we're going to take a deep breath, a little break from politics, and turn our attention to the upcoming Christian season celebration of Easter. You know, there are so many churches and so many Christ followers in Bonner and Boundary County, and those listening from further away, and Easter is by far the most important celebration on the calendar. Pastor Jason Gold with Regeneration Calvary Chapel will be here to help us all understand why this is so significant for everyone. And then the following week after that, yep, we will be back in candidate country just for you. So until next Tuesday, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves and God bless you.